It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
It is the Golf DMV podcast, although one would think that we may be doing like part three of Men in Black. Vern's here in studio, LB's here in studio. They're all adorned in their great Easter black. Although I guess Easter is known for colors, right?
But yeah, usually bright colors.
Yeah, usually. But we're heathens on the golf course, so we're dressed appropriately.
They played around at Lake Presidential. We want to review Lake Presidential because, again, we reviewed the course last year. But, you know, things change. A few months pass. We want to see how things are going. The first question I have, and we'll jump into it a little bit later, is are they still starting people off the back now?
And I have an answer for that.
Okay, and we'll get to that later.
Yes.
We'll get to that later. Sherm's in Williamsburg, Virginia, one of my favorite destinations, golf or not. Sherm, you're over the phone, correct?
I'm over the phone. I'm here. Williamsburg is beautiful. Maybe LB's wearing black in honor of Phil.
I am.
Wears black on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Right, because everything has changed for some reason or another, Vern. LB and Sherm, who hated Phil Mickelson at this point last year, love him all of a sudden.
Turned around on him.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. So we'll see how that all works out. LB, and before we get to that, 100th episode coming up next Sunday, 1 p.m. We'll start recording around 1:30, but from 1 to 3 at the Green Turtle in Burtonsville. And Vern's going to be there on the cameras, right?
Again. We had a misfire last time, but we're going to get it right this time. We're going to knock it out.
There we go.
Put something up on the YouTube channel. We're good.
Exactly. We got a double bogey last time, and yep. So we'll try to do a par this go around. So let's get right into it. Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. So what better thing to do than to be on the golf course?
Exactly.
On
That's right.
Easter Sunday morning.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Exactly.
The golf Lord. The golf You're God right. has made.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And so I was down in downtown D.C. serving the homeless, which is interesting because on Saturdays when my church at Impact Fellowship, when we go, tons of people out there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I said, you know, what we're going to do Easter Sunday? I said, let's go feed the homeless because everybody's going to be in church. And right. so we'll be able to, you know, right. do what we got to do. And so nobody was out there except the homeless.
Right, to get the food.
Because everybody else was in church. That's in right. the church outfits. My church outfit about today, by the way, was an Adidas track pants and an Adidas pullover.
That's what I'm talking about.
And yeah, we were out in the streets feeding those who needed some food today. Happy Easter. So anyway, you guys are out playing golf. Yeah. Amen. And
when
how
it
was
started, go ahead. Want
no,
me to start?
No, okay. No, yeah. Yes. LB start. Yeah. But I have a story for
yeah, he
a
got
shot,
some stories.
A shot on 15.
Yeah, that you got it. You're not gonna believe. Yeah,
it's gonna be outstanding. Yeah.
I wish you all had been there to see it. But so let me get started from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So I forgot that we were playing the Lake Presidential, basically. So I ended up going to Enterprise this morning. I went to the wrong golf course to start.
Wait. For context, the round that you guys played was at 7:30.
Well, it was 7:30.
Yeah.
Well, see, you went again. I thought we were playing at Enterprise at 7. So I left. I woke up at 5:15.
Right.
Got off, you know, made my juice, my morning smoothie, all that stuff. Took care of myself and ate a little bit of stuff. Ate on the way, but. So I'm flying because I was left a little bit late. So mm-hmm. I'm flying down ICC, down 95, around the Beltway.
Yeah, sent me a text.
I sent him a text saying, hey, I'm coming in hot because I'm just now passing. Just now passing the parkway. And I go to Enterprise thinking we're supposed to be, again, at 7.
Right.
So I get there like 2 minutes to 7.
Right. Oh, wow.
So mm-hmm. I'm full up. I hop out the car, run up. Fortunately, I didn't grab my bag and stuff. Right. I just ran up because I didn't see anybody. I didn't see Vern's car. And I'm like, well, I didn't see his car. Maybe he's driving something different. I don't know.
Right.
So I go inside I'm to the guy, the guy at the desk. I'm like, hey, I'm with the Brown Party, 7 o'clock. I know I'm running late.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Brown. So I'm looking at the screen. I can kind of see this. I'm leaning over the counter looking at the screen. And I see a Lawrence. I'm thinking, oh, that's me. But then it was like Lawrence Purvey or some other name.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm like, okay, that's not me. So that's when I call Vern. It's like, hey, are we at Enterprise? Because they don't have you. And he's like, nah, we at Lake Presidential.
Yeah, I rolled over and answered the phone. Cleared my eyes out. No, we're at Lake Pres in 30 minutes.
But see, I didn't even know the 30 minutes. I still thought started was 7 o'clock.
Right, right.
So I hop in the car again.
That's why you said you would meet me out there.
Right. Yeah. And I'm again. So now I hop in the car. Now I'm doing 80 down Central Avenue.
So now you got the right spot. Just
now I'm late.
Wrong time.
Yeah. Right. Because okay. That's why I said. I said to Vern, well, if y'all just y'all start, just you know, I'll catch up to you.
Yeah, he got there before me.
Right.
Yep.
But did it register to you when he said, if y'all get there before me, just start?
Yeah, it did. I heard it, but in my, like...
he was still asleep.
Yeah, I was still pretty much asleep, so I was like, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Enterprise is like 10 minutes from here. Whatever. Right. Then I go downstairs and start trying to make coffee, and I ignored it.
Yeah, so when I get there, I meet everybody there. When mm-hmm. I get to the parking lot, even at Enterprise, because it's Easter Sunday, mm-hmm. there was nobody in the parking lot. I mean, there may have been 8 cars in the parking
lot. Might be the best day to play golf. That and Mother's Day.
Yeah.
That Mother's Day, if Christmas lands on a Sunday, like it's just best to play golf on those holidays. Days because nobody's there.
Yeah. So LP was the same way. There was no one there at all.
We didn't see anybody the entire time.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so, even our third coach wasn't able to make it. I guess he had a schedule hang up at church, so it was just me and LB. We took off.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah. Nobody was ever in front of us. Nobody's ever behind us.
We're actually recording the podcast an hour earlier than we thought we would.
Yeah.
Because LB texted me said, hey, man, we're flying through. You want to record? Right. Right.
Yeah. So the reason they start on, because I asked that question, because again, there was nobody there, so I had time to talk to the guy at the desk.
Right.
Whatever his name was. He's there all the time. I forget his name.
Yeah.
The one guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he said, okay, we're starting on 10 again. I said, oh, I'm glad you said it because I need an answer to this question. Why are we starting on 10? So he said the reason they do it is because when the course was initially designed, it was designed to start that way. 10 is actually was supposed to be number one.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't understand, I didn't ask the question. He said, well, when it was initially designed, it was designed to be number 10 was designed to be number one because – the gauntlet is on the front side. Yep. Well, now it's on the front side.
Right.
And they didn't want people getting hung up and slowing down going through the gauntlet.
Oh, so the back
is actually easier. So mm-hmm. you should have – what is the back? Should have been number one so you people can kind of get through it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. get a fast start.
Right.
Yeah.
So by the time you start slowing down, you're on hole 15 or whatever as opposed to hole number 6
okay.
or however it turns out.
Right.
So that's why they did it. What I don't understand is then why did you do it?
Yeah. Or why they didn't change it.
Well, if it was intended to be that way.
Right.
Then why didn't you do it that way?
Right.
Why did you go? You know what I mean?
Well, or why not just renumber the holes? Just start again just start and say, okay, 10 is now 1.
Right.
Here's 1. Right. Just redo it.
I guarantee you some administrative decision. When mm-hmm. your original question,
right.
somebody sat in a room and they were like, cool, this is number 1. Someone else came in and said, I think this should be 10.
Right.
Well, he's the boss. And then that's how, I guarantee you, something stupid like that.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
And why they can't change that, I don't know.
Just renumber the holes.
Just get new cards and call it a day.
But
we was talking about it may be some administrative stuff. It might be some PGA,
USGA, PGA,
you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
something
yeah.
might have to go through some board to get it approved that's or true. Whatever.
Exactly.
So that was the gist of it.
Right.
All right. So what kind of condition was the course in? Because again, here we go. So here we go. LP was probably the crown jewel of the DMV when it first opened.
Mm-hmm.
It was the crown jewel of PG County.
Of PG County.
Absolutely. For sure.
PG County. Arguably
the DMV.
And it was in the mix. It was in the mix.
It was in the top 10.
Top 10 for Maryland. Yeah. Right. And then PG, number one.
Then, right. Then it falls off.
Right.
Falls off.
Yeah.
Completely.
Into the abyss.
Exactly. Then it's fighting its way back up the last 2 seasons. So now where is it now?
You want to take?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm biased, obviously, because I live there, but I think the last 2 seasons it looks really good.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was beautiful today. I think that I told LB. I don't know if any of your listeners have this, but they do this thing at LP in the spring where during the weekday, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it starts to get fuzzy. They don't really cut it, and I'm driving in during the week. I'm like, man, this kind of looks a little bit rough. This is going to be bad for the weekend. And then come Friday, I noticed they kind of trimmed it a little bit. I was like, oh, okay. And then Saturday when I was driving, they had the lines going down, so it looked like a baseball field. It looked beautiful.
Nice.
So they let it go a little bit bushy for the week, and then we Brazilian it up for the weekend.
I like it.
So it was in great condition.
When they're charging people a ton for the weekend, I'm assuming. Well, I don't know about a ton.
Well, it's still spring, so it was
what, 65?
Yeah, but they took maybe took 10 off because they had aerated.
They did.
But yeah. It's spring aerated, so it wasn't big holes in it. It was just sandy, though. It was real sandy in some spots.
Yeah, sandy and a little bumpy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so other than the greens and aeration, which I knew about because I saw it, everything else I thought was in great condition.
Now, the rough was U.S. Open rough.
It was.
It was U.S. Open rough.
Good luck finding your ball if you're in there.
Yeah, well, I found it, but I couldn't get it out. I mean, because that one hole number 11, which was our second hole, it rolled. You know, that's a plateau green.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So if you miss, it rolls down.
It rolls down, yeah.
So mine rolled down to that stuff, and it had to be 8 inches deep. I could see my ball, and I took a healthy swing at it, and I probably pulled out 6 inches of turf. But not my ball.
Right.
Oh, goodness.
Was that the one that you bailed on? What's the one you... Cause it was, no, I'm not being funny. The one where you were trying to get out like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. That was it. It took me like 3 times to get out of that stuff.
Okay. Good night. Yeah, I'm just trying to punch out and get out into the fairway.
You that one.
But you couldn't because I'm at the green.
Oh, because you're trying to... You're
I
right,
got to
right,
go
okay.
up the hill. So I got it out one time. It went halfway up the hill and came back down. Went back into the stuff.
Right. No.
So, yeah, it was ugly. My game today was terrible.
Paul Wilson owes you some money.
Yes. I was telling Ver, I'm not getting my money's worth right now.
Oh, right, man. Right.
My game today was actually all right. I think I came out with like a 90, it was 95 because I had that penalty for 8.
Polite golf clap.
Yeah, it's all right.
You added the penalty for 8, so I mean that's 95 with a plus 4.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, there was a 4, there was a quad in there, there was a triple.
But
it's just 1 or 2. And then the rest of it had some pars, had some decent pars, stuff like that. But this shot on 15.
Yeah, okay, yeah. This going to shot 15. About 15.
Oh man, listen. So so I take the fairway wood out. Say I'm gonna have a good shot. I don't. I dribble it. I kind of stretch it right and dribble it to behind a tree. Right. So everybody, every golfer can imagine being behind a tree. Now, except I'm like just to the side of the tree at the base of it. So if you're standing in front of the
about 18 inches from the tree.
Yeah, you can see around the tree. Right.
Okay.
So now there are roots there. You know, at the bottom. Mm-hmm. I got to watch for the roots. So I'm thinking. So instead of taking my medicine and punching to the left, I can basically sort of skirt and go around the tree. I'm smart. I'm not dumb. I'm no dumb golfer. So I didn't take – I was going to take a low lofted club, but I said, no. I'm going to take a high lofted club to get above these roots that are in front of me.
Right.
So I pick up the old 7, the old trusty 7, and walk over there, you know, set up, do my Paul Wilson warm-ups and stuff like that. Now I'm just playing for a nice little punch out down the fairway.
Right.
Reach back, get down, sweet, sweet contact right onto the ball.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, what happened?
Yes.
Oh, the ball came back off the tree and hit me in the nuts. Yeah.
Dude, I tried not to laugh.
Wait a minute.
Right in the penis.
And ricochet.
Yes.
He hit the
Yes. I kid you not. I kid
America's
you not.
Funniest Home Videos is what this is.
That's exactly what he said.
I told LB, the odds of that happening, when I see that on TV, I'm like, that's crazy. That's improbable. The odds of that happening are so low. The odds of a hole in one are so low. And it suits my game that the first one to happen to me would be the nut shot off the tree.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
The best part was LB's reaction before he knew. So he says it happens, and he says, "Oh, that's not funny." But you can tell he's like trying to contain the laughter. And he's not saying it to me
because he's a considerate guy.
He's not saying it to me. He's saying it to himself, trying to keep himself from laughing. And as soon as I tell him no, I start laughing, and I'm like, "No, it's okay." He just immediately busts out laughing.
Oh, I was bent over laughing. It was hilarious. Oh, my
goodness. He was. It was pretty terrible.
Wow.
But overall, the game, the other than that funny moment, the round went okay. I did get a par off of hole number 3, a par 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
Off the green.
Which would have been 13 or?
Actual.
The par 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
par 5.
Yeah. Nice.
Like from like 10 feet off the green.
Yeah, he chipped it in.
And I had this Pete Weber celebration where you take the hands and you like slam it on your waist. I had a visceral reaction because I was carrying around hate and disdain from when I got hit in the nuts. And I told LB, I was like, I don't know who I'm doing this to.
Just in general.
I yelled out. Yeah.
Gods of Lake Presidential. You know what I mean? I got you.
Yeah.
I got you back.
Beautiful day all around, though. And,
it was nice. A really good day.
It's a nice day. I'm
looking forward
to
this Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this Friday we'll be at PB Die. We'll have a review for you next weekend. It is a station I work for in the DMV, WGTS, is having a tournament at PB Die.
Ooh, Friday. 40% chance of showers.
Yeah, they're calling for some rain.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see if we can. We'll see if
they had rain for today, like when I looked, like Wednesday of last week.
That's right.
So we're hoping that. It's spring. I mean, it may come Thursday night, it may come Saturday morning, and miss Friday completely. So we'll have a full, because PBDOT is actually one of those same courses, just like LP, that was like the pride of the area for
a
while.
It took a big dump.
Yeah. And I didn't see it when it was at its low, but LP, you played it. And I think you said you didn't even want to finish. It was so bad.
Yeah, wow. And it was slow at one. The last time Sherman and I played it, one time we played it, it was really
it was cold and they were just dragging.
Matter of fact, it was really slow.
Were you there?
It was us four. It was me. It was LB, Vern, me, and Rick McCormick.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were on this par five, the one that goes downhill, and that was the last hole. We said, you know what, we're done.
Yeah.
And we stopped. It was slow. It was cold. It was wet.
Yeah. Then Sherman and I played one time. It was so bad that he left a bad review, and they gave us another round
to come
back and play it again. Yeah. This was a couple years ago, two or three years ago, I think.
Okay.
So I haven't. It's been a while since I played it, so I'm hoping it's better than what I remember.
Apparently, it's back, so we'll see.
Okay. All right.
The jury is still out. We'll see what happens with that. So anyway, good. So LP, do you guys give it a Golf DMV seal of approval? Like, hey guys, go out and play this course.
Yeah, I just need to. I would like to see the rough trimmed a little bit. Because it was. Come on, man. It was 8 inches.
Baby. Come on. They trimmed up the fairway. The rough was
ridiculous.
The rough was pretty bad.
It was hard to get out.
I don't know if that's a little known fact for people. Like when I first moved there in 2010, they used to. He said U.S. Open rough. Mm-hmm. They used to not cut like in the waste areas. Uh-huh. They didn't cut anything
at all.
It was like basically if you went into any of the unmanicured areas, it was an L. You were taking
So
I don't know if they're going back to that or what.
Yeah. So now the traps. They put new sand. A lot of the traps had sand in them, fluffy, thick, deep.
Love it.
I'm talking 8-9 inches of just deep, fluffy sand.
Okay.
This is good and bad.
Yeah.
It's good and bad. Some of it was kind of hard to get out of that, too, because it was so deep.
Right.
They have taken some measures to make the sand traps a little better. So
okay. Yeah. So someone living in the DMV or visiting the DMV, you recommend LP?
Sweet.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So Sherman is with us. He's on the phone. He is in Williamsburg, and he played Williamsburg National. Sherman, what are you doing in Williamsburg?
We come down here with my family, with Fernandez family, every Easter. So we spend just about a week down here. So brought my clubs this year, was determined to play, especially because Easter's so late. You know, I knew that the weather would be a little bit nicer. So
Easter this year, April 21st. And so, yeah, it is super late. Go ahead.
Yeah, super late. I know why LB went to Enterprise. So I'm going to let him off the hook.
Set
up a calendar for us to sign up to play golf. So when Vern sent the email this week with a link, he said, late prez on Sunday at 8 or whatever time it was. But in the email, it said Enterprise on Sunday at 7.
It did.
Or Saturday at 7. It said Enterprise Saturday at 7. When you click on the link, it said late prez.
Right.
Wow.
And that's exactly what happened, because last night, I couldn't remember. I knew there was some conversation about LP. So I couldn't remember, so I went back to my email, and I didn't open that email. I just saw the email that said Enterprise at 7. I'm like, okay, that's where I'm going.
Right.
And then after I talked to Vern this morning and realized I was in error, I clicked on it and went all the way to it. And
to the calendar.
To the calendar. I actually see that it said.
It was updated.
Yeah, late presidential. So.
Which, by the way.
Updated a little bit.
Yeah, normally you're safe with that, because when it comes to planning these things, our weekend rounds, LB and Vern are top notch. I mean.
Yeah. Sherman's right. To be fair to him, like, it doesn't change the original email.
Right.
But I told LB in an individual text.
Right.
Hey, it's not Enterprise, it's LP. Right. But he's got a lot going on, so it's all right.
That's why I said I knew we had talked about it.
He doesn't miss either. Usually, when I hit it direct, he remembers that. Right. We're good,
Let us know about these tee time screw ups, guys. GolfDMV1@gmail.com, because this happens to everybody's foursome or group, thing or whatever's going on. So go ahead, so Sherm, you played Williamsburg National?
Yeah, so they got two courses. They have the Jamestown and the Yorktown course. They're both different. I only played 9 holes. So Friday, man, when I say it rained, like, I was surprised that the golf course was open. That's how much it rained. I mean, it was buckets pouring down, and they had tornado warnings the whole day. So I'm like, well, I'm done. There's no way I'm going to be playing. But I called yesterday morning and said, yeah, we're car path on. I said, okay, cool. I'm only doing 9 holes, man. it's the first round I've ever played by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. I actually really enjoyed it.
Was any they didn't pair you with anybody? You were just solo by yourself.
So interestingly, what they do is, because I booked it online, they say if you're a single, you need to show up 20 minutes early and be prepared that you're going to go off 20 minutes early or 20 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
I booked the tee time 30 minutes after what I could see was full, and nobody came behind me. So there was two foursomes in front of me. I actually teed off 10 minutes early, and nobody ever caught me. You know, I would sit behind them a little bit, but mm-hmm. I would just drop a few balls on the green, or, you know, if I hit a bad shot, drop another shot and hit it. Just kind of took my time through nine holes. So, yeah, but it was really nice, man. I played the Jamestown course, which is a little bit less, about 200 yards longer than the Yorktown course. It was pretty tough. I mean, it was a tough course. I didn't start off well, but I played pretty well through the last five holes.
Which tee box did you tee off from?
I mean, the whites, man. Come on.
How much was it? What's the cost?
The prices are so different. I mean, it just varied. Now, I went early because we had some family stuff to do in the afternoon. So for nine holes for me, it was 56. But 18 holes was 80 at the time. Now, I teed off at 10:35.
Right.
But they had a special. It was $67 for 18. So it was actually pretty good. Now, if you wait till the afternoon, then for 18, it's like $53 if you go anytime after 1.
Okay.
So that's really cheap. I mean, these are some nice golf courses.
Oh, no. Williamsburg has some really, really, really nice courses.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Williamsburg's got some legit courses. From Williamsburg National to Kissiak and, yeah.
Okay.
Kings Mill.
Yeah, Kings. I do know about that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and these, I mean, they're really pristine. Now, for that price, I did not do range balls, but I did ask, and it was $6 for a bucket of balls. You know, they could have included that. But
they should have, yeah.
Is what it is.
So should LP, but that's another question.
That's another thing.
They used to.
Anytime somebody's paying, you know, I think over $50 for a round at your golf course, you should include, you know, a small warm-up bucket of balls. Mm-hmm. You know, that could be 20. It can be 20 balls. Yeah. I mean, just to, you know, as a courtesy.
Right. Yep.
Paying $60.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on the Jamestown course, the white tees are rated 6,000. Yorktown are at 5,800.
Okay.
5,800 yards. So that kind of gives you some, you know.
Do you have the scorecard in front of you?
I was gonna say. I was gonna ask. You said you played by yourself, right?
Yeah, I did.
So you shot 40. No, it's okay. I believe you.
I shot a 54.
Sure. What's the distance in front of the white tees? Because you said that was 6,000. What's in front of the?
Well, the black. For this course, black is 6,900, blue is 6,446.
Oh, and then there's white.
And then white is 6,003.
Is there like a red?
They got a gold and a green. What? Gold is 5,500.
Okay.
Green is 5,050.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Go right ahead.
So, but yeah, so remember a few, like, I think last month we did that whole, remember, I think it was LB had that article about how many strokes? Remember we talked
right,
about
the par.
Mm-hmm.
So I use that math. So, but interestingly enough, because with that it said that you should never get more than a 7 with my handicap.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get 7, you pick your ball up.
Right.
The first 4 holes, I got a 7. But all 4 were all 4 were legitimate 7. So I will say that.
Okay.
So, but yeah, those are my worst 4 holes. I did better after that. So, and one of those was a par 5, so it was a double bogey.
Nice. So you say this was your first time playing by yourself. What was your thought on the experience of that? Because I've played by myself a couple. Have you guys ever played?
I have.
I have too.
I
don't mind.
Yeah, I love it. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. So the first 3 holes, I didn't do it. Like, I just played. No music or anything. After that, I did put a podcast on, but I didn't keep the phone with me. So when I was just kind of sitting there waiting on the foursome in front of me, stuff like that, you know, I had something to listen to, but just kind of chilling, man. I really enjoyed the time to myself. And it just, it was, I mean, it was refreshing, you know. It was a beautiful day. I mean, it was 72 and there was no humidity. So, you know, clouds, but it was, you know, nice blue skies. It was sunny. So it was a great time.
How many beers?
None.
All right. That's okay. We're on the podcast. I get it. I'll ask you later.
Yeah. Okay. yeah, man, it was, I really enjoyed it. So I look forward to doing that again. So it's a good way to clear your head, too. So
nice.
But, yeah, the Yorktown course was actually much more full. So I did ask the guy in the clubhouse which one was tougher. And he said that Jamestown is a little bit tougher. But they're very, he said they're so different that you really can't compare them. So Yorktown is a little more open, I believe. But so that one was definitely more full than the Jamestown course.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because you were talking about clearing your head. You want to talk a little bit about mental health, which I think is a good topic. Go ahead and share a little bit about that, Sean.
Yeah, so something very personal to me. So I actually, after the show last week, you know, talked to, I don't even remember how the conversation came up, but a few years ago, I had a really bad panic attack that nobody knew about, really just my wife knew about. And I had not shared that with anyone until last week, actually, when I was talking to you guys after the show. So, you know, so, and then we just kind of, you know, talking through and just thought it was important to mention. I've been suffering, especially the last few weeks, some really bad anxiety. I mean, I can't even put into words how bad it's been. So, you know, we just want to say, man, I mean, it's, you know, there's really no way to explain it unless you've been through it. And, you know, definitely talking to a therapist helps. You know, I think everyone should be, I think especially, and this sounds funny, but the more successful you are, I think the bigger the need for you to have a therapist, because you got to try to, you know, organize your thoughts and, you know, all of that good stuff. So just important that, you know, if you are going through that stuff, that you really do check it. It's It's not a bad thing, you know, to discuss, and that it is really important. And the more open you can be about it, and whether it be with, you know, family or friends or a therapist, you know, it is really important, because it is crippling, and it's something that's very private. That's one thing I've learned is, you know, dealing with anxiety, it wants to remain in the dark. So being open about it, being able to talk about it really helps. And it's just important. I think everyone needs to really, you know, if you're dealing with depression or anxiety or, you know, PTSD, you know, it's really important just to get some professional help and really be open about it, because there really is a way through it, but you need help. And there's nothing wrong with going through that.
Absolutely. And talking about it and telling people about it. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. And I appreciate you guys, too, for being able to listen, and we spent some time after the show, and it really helped me a lot. So just want you guys to know how much I appreciate that.
Well, both of us are married, so we're professional listeners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just because we're listening don't mean we hear what you're saying. No, you're right. I can sit in and act like I hear what you're saying all day. Yeah, it's part of being married. You had a chance, Sean, to go to Second Swing. They just opened up in Columbia, and you're in love with that store.
Yeah, and I know Vern's going to make his way up there. I don't know if he did yet.
Yeah, not yet.
So this Second Swing, you did, Vern?
I said no, not yet, but I think in the next 2 weeks, okay. Yeah, I'm going to go up there and try to get fitted for these Mizunos.
Yeah, absolutely. So they actually invited us to do a show from there, too.
Did they?
So they said we could do it during store hours, after store hours. The GM was like, hey, whatever you guys want, we'd love to have you guys.
50% discount? Did he say anything about 50% discount?
Yeah, what if we buy some stuff?
Right.
We'll talk to him about that later. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
So it was a really interesting trip. Let me say that, because I really went just kind of intentions to kind of check it out. But their customer service is so top notch. Like as soon as you walk in, they're like, "Hey, what's up? You know, can I give you a tour of the play?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So they actually introduced me to the GM. He walked me around the whole store. Unlike Dick's and Golf Galaxy, they do not work on commission. So their whole thing, and Claude, you're going to love this. The guy who created it, because there's stores all across the country, which I didn't know about either. Is a left-handed golfer.
Nice.
Who played in college, but just could not find left-handed clubs.
They're hard to find, man.
It is.
I mean, think about it. I've got friends like Vern and George who give clubs away, and they're both right-handed.
Yeah.
I mean, George gave a set of clubs to a guy, Kelvin, and then couldn't hit with his new clubs, and then bought the clubs he gave to Kelvin back from Kelvin.
Really?
Oh, what?
And he didn't sell his clubs. He gave them to Kelvin.
And, and then he sold them back to him.
Yeah, I need them back.
And he still considers him a friend.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, come on.
Yeah. Wow.
Takes all kinds, I guess.
Yeah. That's why George's a preacher, I guess.
Yeah.
But we might have got this story wrong, too, because we got his Langston story wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Apparently.
He didn't get them stolen?
So they were stolen. And make sure I'm right on the show. They were stolen.
Okay. He only stole a couple clubs.
He didn't steal all his clubs, and he didn't buy them back.
Yeah, because he couldn't afford it. The guy wanted too much money.
He wanted too much money. So he just walked away and didn't buy them back.
Took a couple clubs.
Yeah, he stole
I got your 3-iron. Keep it, mother. Okay. Yeah. Hit that joint no way.
Right. I ain't like that club no way.
And so he didn't buy them back. And so I don't know where I got this story. But if I remember correctly, because I think he gave a set of clubs to this guy who we all, who I think we are. Because, Vern, you played with Seth before, right? Yeah. You played with Seth Mason before, right?
Yes.
So one of my buddies, Seth Mason, got some clubs from George, too, but he also gave some clubs to Kelvin.
Okay.
And then George bought some clubs and didn't like the clubs. So he thought he was going to. Some pro kind of fitted them for him, and then he was hitting well with them. Got them, couldn't hit with them.
I want the old thing back.
And I think he bought the clubs that he gave to Kelvin back.
Bought them back.
Right.
Strong. I think. Strong. But
if we're wrong, George will text us and let us know. And then he should come to the live recording and set all these things straight for us.
I hope he does, yeah.
Well, that's why I'm getting these. So I'm going to go get these Mizunos. Sherm sent a glowing text about.
Just wait till George buy them and he'll give them to you. Go right ahead.
He sent the text about second swing and his experience and stuff, which I guess I'm going to let him finish. But, I'm getting ready to sell my Mizunos from my JPX 825s to Coach, who wasn't here today, actually, just to hit with us.
Okay.
And then I'm just gonna have to replace them. I can't have just one set of ice. Come on, man. You got two bags.
Right, you gotta have two bags.
What am I gonna do?
The old bird is back.
That's right.
Now, here's what's interesting. So I saw this. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I was gonna say they have a big variety of Mizunos there. So, and they have a ton of new clubs and old clubs, but the interesting thing with the sets and Burn, you may like this. They will put any club you buy, they will fit you for its own person for your own personalized shaft on that club head.
Yeah, that's what made me want to go out there when you text that. I was like, that's good, because usually it's like, hey, you can buy some clubs and you can pay for a fitting if you want.
Right. Yeah. But do both is crazy.
And if you get them re-gripped, if you want personalized grips there, they do not charge you. They'll charge you for the grip, but not for the service fee.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding.
You buy the clubs from that.
Outstanding.
Sounds good. So yeah, we'll check that out and see what's up with second. So far, second swing's got the sign of approval from Sherm on Golf DMV. One place that does not have the sign of the seal of approval from Golf DMV is Malton, and it's got back into our radar because I saw a tournament online. Some places having some tournament coming up in May, and it's at Marlton.
Really?
Which I'm like, what fools signed up to have a tournament at Marlton? And then all of a sudden, yeah, exactly. And it's not. That's what's funny. Marlton, still open, although Cross Creek is closed. And what's the other place? Somewhere else that's closed.
Patuxent Greens.
Patuxent Greens is closed now?
Oh, yeah. It's been
done. Yeah,
last year.
Wow. But Marlton, still checking it out.
I have an update on Marlton.
Yes, give us that Marlton update. Do you know who these fools are who are going to have their tournament at Marlton? They don't. They obviously don't listen to this podcast.
It's NBC4.
No. NBC4 is not having. Fail. Are you serious?
Incorrect.
Yes.
NBC4 is not having a tournament at Marlton?
Like the production assistants? Or like the actual talent? They're going to Marlton.
The station.
Yes.
Sherman, the station is at.
All the courses in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Marlton.
Ask LB to pull it up on his Google machine.
I got it right here. Right. No, don't worry about it. I'm about to do it.
Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, so the pro, one of the pro, so this was a couple other things about second swing. You could walk in, it's 15,000 square feet, right? They have 20,000 clubs there. You can walk in, pick up any club you want. They have 7 bays that you can just, seven demo bays. Mm-hmm. Just pick the club up, go and start hitting balls. The other thing they have, which I thought was insane, I'd never heard of this before, was a putter fitting station complete with an overhead camera, a front camera, and a back camera to make sure that the club, that you're lining the club up correctly and that you're fitted for the right putter.
Okay.
I've never heard of anyone getting fitted for a putter.
Yeah, no, that's in depth there.
Yeah, so pretty cool. So they do a whole video analysis with your putter. So anyway, the pro walks over to me and he says, hey, are you with Golf DMV? I said, yeah. And he said, oh, yeah, I follow you guys on Instagram, whatever. So
nice.
The kid actually, he went to University of Maryland Eastern Shore and he was in the second graduating class of their golf course management program. So, which I thought was pretty cool that they have. They're the only HBCU in the country that has that.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts mentioning doing lessons. He said he's out of PG. I said, well, that's what I think a lot of people contacted us about lessons are. And he said, I said, well, where do you do? He said, well, I was the pro at Marlton. And I said, oh, that dump. He said, oh, it's not a dump. He said, you know, basically what happened was a group of four investors bought the course from Kemper. This is when it went downhill a few years ago, about mm-hmm. 3-4 years ago. Kemper owned it. Kemper had not updated their fleet of golf carts, so they had to order all new golf carts. The other issue is three of the – I hope I'm not giving away too much private information, but it is what it is. Three of the partners, I believe, are not golfers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're kind of making business decisions. He also said that the kids in the neighborhoods keep – riding ATVs all over the course, tearing up the greens, tearing up the fairways. Mm-hmm. They've stolen the golf carts. They damaged the golf carts.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other issue is they were using like a bent grass that just cooks in the summertime. It's not supposed to be mm-hmm. used in temperatures over 90 degrees.
Okay.
Well, DMV, it's, you know, with humidity and all the heat index, you could be 105, 110. So, they're actually trying to reseed Bermuda grass there. But, LB, do you remember that one time we played on 4th of July with Corey, and it was just the entire course was brown?
Yeah.
I think that was the last time we were actually there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I haven't played there since.
The whole course just is dead by July,
yep.
mid-July. So they've had their issues. He said it's still open and they're still trying, you know, whatever. And I said, well, yeah, I heard there was
Are they still charging people $45?
$45?
He doesn't work this. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what the deal is with that. And I said, well, why are you selling Newport Lucy's in the clubhouse, too? But, you know.
Yeah, it's nuts. That's funny if NBC4 is having a golf tournament.
Man, I couldn't find anything online. Go ahead.
It is NBC4, right?
No, I couldn't find anything online.
No, I found some term they're having, but it wasn't, at least it wasn't called that. On their website, they do talk about the owners as well. They have a little blurb of who the owners are and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll see.
Cool guy, though. He said, he was like, yeah, anytime you want to come in and, you know, get some instruction here at Second Swing. The big thing is customer service, and I could definitely tell that just being there.
Well, let's see if we can get this guy to teach some of these ladies who've been contacting Golf DMV about some lessons. Let's see if we can get that going.
Yeah,
but we'll see what we can do. So. Interestingly enough, you know, even about March, like I said, I saw this tournament that's trying to happen. I'm like, who in the world is trying to have a tournament, you know, at Marlton? That's nuts, right?
No.
I'm sitting here watching. We've got the RBC Open right on. It looks like Dustin Johnson has the lead. We're not going to finish this podcast before this tournament's out, but Matt Kuchar looks like he hit it into the trees.
Win. Yeah, but DJ has a one-shot lead at the start, so we'll see.
Right. Yeah, he won't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. you've got the 100th episode being broadcast next Sunday. 1:30 is our start time. We'll be at the Green Turtle, but you can come at 1. Come at 1, get some lunch. We'll hang out. We'll have a good time. I think that's all we've got as far as golf, right, gentlemen?
So I'm playing on. I wanted to play on Tuesday, and then I started calling for rain. But now I think it's backed off. So, if any of you guys are open on Tuesday, let me know.
You want to play Tuesday morning when you get back in town? We can play. I'm good for Tuesday morning.
All right.
Where do you want to play?
I don't care.
Okay. Not Marlton.
You know, the other thing I wanted to bring up is so Montgomery County Golf. Last year, their cheapest package was the $250 deal.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have one that's $40 for the year, but it gets you 10% off everything for each round. As opposed to paying $250 and then you get points. This is strictly, you pay $40, you get 10% off everything.
Every single time. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much you've got to play before you get your money back?
By my guess, if we're saying, you know, each round is an average of $50, you play 8 rounds, you get your money back.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. So that makes sense.
I think I'm going to do that.
I don't plan on playing much Montgomery County courses this year. We'll see how it goes, but I don't plan on
where we going?
Playing on everywhere else. I'm just getting, you know, we play them all the time.
Yeah,
you know.
Matter of fact, today I said, it was like, hey, next Saturday I haven't played Blue Mash in a while. He's like, Musket Ridge. And I was like,
what's it going to be on Sunday?
Whiskey Creek.
Yeah, we're going to do something. We're going to do something different that we have not.
Yeah, we have a whole list of courses we said we got to get to. Whiskey Creek, Musket Ridge.
That's one of the reasons this weekend, I needed a home game this weekend because I got to go do some Easter stuff at dinner. But I was like, well, maybe I'll do Compass Point. I was like, well, Claude can't play, so I want to wait.
Oh, right.
So we can hit the courses on the list.
Yeah. We'll knock those out.
Okay.
Cool. And we'll get Sherman back in town, see what we can do about all that. That'll be fun. Again, the 100th episode that's coming up next Sunday, 1 o'clock, Green Turtle, Burtonsville. We'll post it on our social and stuff like that. Hopefully everybody can come out and check out the podcast. Yeah. One other thing, got some horrible news this morning. A buddy of mine, Vincent Washington, he had been sick for a while, but had been doing pretty good. I think he had cancer of some sort. He'd been battling, doing really, really good, but he passed away this morning. You know, I am, I don't talk a lot about politics or faith on the podcast, but I am a man of faith. And everything, you know, a lot that I've learned about manhood, fatherhood, being a husband, faith and stuff, I learned from Vincent more from observing him on at a bowling alley and at a golf course than I've seen anybody from a pulpit.
Uh-huh.
Yes, 100%. I've learned more from this man at a bowling alley, just living life, having fun, bowling, just talking, and on the golf course. Than anybody from a pulpit. And so he's very influential in my life. You know, when I was young, my father died when I was 12. I met Vincent maybe around 14 or 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was such a knucklehead thinking I knew everything. And so if I saw him as a mentor, mm-hmm. I probably would have distanced myself, but I didn't see him that way, which was good for me because I was able to benefit from his knowledge.
Exactly.
And so you know, we get together maybe two or three times a year to play golf. He was always good for a quick low-budget round at Cross Creek. We'd play at the University of Maryland, too. Uh-huh. And so I would say that my next birdie's for you, Vince, but who knows when that's going to come. So the next double bogey's all about you, my man. And I guess we'll see each other whenever we see each other. But that's it for Golf DMV, folks. Hope to see you at the next recording, the live recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Green Turtle. Podcast. We'll do it. Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to Golf DMV.